If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcasting or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It's me and Filthy Tom Lawler, as I said, so forget about Fun Friday. It's a Filthy Friday. The big boss man, Brian Alvarez, will be back at some point next week. I really don't know. And then by Thursday, I guess he's out of here to jump on a plane to England so he can jump on a boat and do that special Wrestling Observer Radio with he and Dave before AEW All In next Sunday. But before we get there, we got a lot we're going to have to get through this weekend, and that begins tonight on SmackDown. Just 1 month to go before the show moves back to the USA Network, and 2 weeks to go before Bash in Berlin. Got Roman Reigns going to be on the show tonight, and that's really all you need right now. There's going to be other people as well. They have announced a card, and we'll preview the show for everybody after the break. Also tonight is AEW Rampage, and we'll give you the no spoilers preview, as well as taking a look at AEW Collision. Tomorrow, New Japan, the G1 Climax Tournament is wrapping up, and we'll get Filthy's expert analysis on what he thinks is going to go down here in the semifinals and final, as well as getting to the card editions, which he is going to be a part of at Capital Collision coming up on August 20th. And Bobby Lashley has been moved to the alumni section of WWE. Where may he go next? We'll get into that as well, as I want to give Filthy some scenarios, lay those out to him, and see which ones that he would take. I bet it's going to have to do with the most money. We'll see, though. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. That's Brian with a Y. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley will be with you tomorrow, every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'd like it if you made the wrestling news part of your day as well, wherever you find your favorite podcast, or head on over to WrestlingNews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on Facebook and Twitter every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And there's going to be a new one of those up at some point this evening, Dave Meltzer and Garrett Gonzalez, for subscribers of the website. And I'll let you know the many ways that you can become a subscriber to the site, or you can just go to f4wonline.com right now and find out for yourself. Filthy Tom Lawler, how was your Friday? Has it been a fun Friday for you, Filthy?
So far, so good. I like what I'm hearing out of the other end of the microphone and the airwaves there, Mike. It's always nice to hear your voice. A huge weekend ahead of us in combat sports, and I am just chomping at the bit. We have something most of the listeners probably won't pay attention to. That's the Craig Jones Invitational and the Abu Dhabi Combat Club Submission Wrestling World Championships, both taking place this weekend.
I think if they got a look at Craig Jones and looked at some of his rather personable posts and things, you know, he could be somebody a wrestling fan could either love or hate, or both.
Oh, he is made for professional wrestling, as is his arch nemesis Gordon Ryan on the other end at Abu Dhabi. Also, we will have a big time championship fight tomorrow night when DDP Drakus Duplessis takes on Israel Adesanya.
Taking Adesanya?
No.
No? Duplessis?
I'm not. Yeah. But Mike, I know this isn't a strictly MMA show, so I've got to ask you, on behalf of the listeners, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we should probably open this thing up by talking about the biggest professional wrestling organization in the world right now. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but WWE is hot, and they are going to be at Amway Arena. Amway. It will always blow me away. That has been a thing for so long. They were able to buy naming rights on a building, but it's in Orlando, Florida. Amazingly, to me, still, we're only 1 month away from SmackDown leaving Fox and returning to USA. Roman Reigns is going to be there with his OTC shirt on. Are you good with that one? Are you good with the OTC thing?
Yeah, I like Roman Reigns' motif. I like his look. I like the more sports kind of style that he has compared to, or I guess I should say in contrast to Cody Rhodes and his politician look. So, yeah, I like the OTC.
You like the OTC more than the MFT that they couldn't get over because people weren't sure if they could say, you know, Mother Effin' Tongan or whatever it was going to be for Tama Tonga there at first?
I prefer, honestly, the infamous Tongaloa to all of them.
What do you think about Andrade and Melo 3? Because that takes place tonight. Andrade is 2-0 in their previous two matches, but last week it was interference by Carmelo that cost Andrade the number one contendership match for LA Knight's United States title. So I would figure that Melo would get the victory here. Am I crazy for that?
One would think that Melo would be walking away the victor. One thing is for sure is that if they give them time, that this match will be on the verge of being spectacular. They've had two encounters so far. They've made the most of what they were given both times. And I'm looking forward to seeing a third match and maybe a fourth, maybe a fifth, maybe a sixth, maybe even a best of seven.
You know what? That feels like the direction that it's going. And I got to be honest, Magnum TA, Nikita Koloff, Booker T, and Brett, Chris Benoit. Well, yeah, sorry about that, but see, that's how I already tried to block that one out of my memory. Had to put another Canadian in there to try to soften the blow, but I actually like the best of seven series, and they usually, you know, they usually work. So if that's the direction they're going to go, good. Plus, it's okay to burn some time too, because LA Knight can have another title defense, but Carmelo. And I would not want to do this in Saudi Arabia, but I believe that's where they are in October. But I would prefer they wait till Survivor Series. But Carmelo getting a big victory and getting a win over LA Knight, I like the idea of them feuding. And I also like the idea of Carmelo defeating LA Knight for that title at some point down the line. But we got to get through tonight first. WWE Tag Team Title Number One Contenders Match. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa against the Street Profits. Two babyface tag teams there. You see Gargano and Ciampa turning just to do something different?
No, I think the Street Profits are going to win fair and square. I don't think that there's much in the way for plans for the tag division underneath of the tag titles right now. You could see, like, Pretty Deadly just keeps wallowing around, trying to get people to be in their musical backstage. The Street Profits really don't get pushed that hard. I think they'll get the win here tonight because the Bloodline needs somebody to beat.
Well, maybe, I guess, but like Candice LeRae, I guess. I don't know. To me, like, you can probably wait on doing Bloodline and Street Profits at some point, too, where there's going to have to be somebody else in that mix there because it's not like the Street Profits and Bloodline, I wouldn't think, would be mixing it up every single week.
No, but I think that right now, DIY is maybe the hottest that they've been, you know, over the past few weeks, coming off of just simply being the champions in Cleveland and being that high up, being in the main event on SmackDown in Gargano's hometown. I thought they got a good reaction last week. And, you know, I think that there's still more juice you can squeeze out of them as baby faces on the SmackDown side, but they just lost the belt. So I think now you give Street Profits the shot. The Street Profits lose to the Bloodline, and then maybe you could have DIY challenge once again.
It is really too bad that Jacob Fatu is out right now. Kayfabe, real, whatever, it doesn't matter. The fact that Tonga Lo is in that mix, and I'm not trying to throw shade at him, everybody does, but the matchup between the Street Profits and Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu is great because Montez and Tama, you know, that's a perfect combination. And, you know, so is it the other way as well, too, you know, with those two guys running into each other at top speed. So, you know, Dawkins and Fatu. So I love that angle. If they, again, we'll see what happens tonight. It makes sense, like you're saying, for the Street Profits to get the victory. We also got Naomi against Blair Davenport, which has been a slow-moving feud that's been attached to somebody else's feud. Also, Kevin Owens against Grayson Waller. And then Tiffany Stratton will throw a celebration for not only your everybody out there, not only yours, but especially Filthy Tom Lawler's brand new WWE Women's Champion, Nia Jax.
And you forgot the most important title.
The queen?
Out of all of that, the queen.
The queen.
Nia Jax, who Tiffany Stratton better heed the warnings of Chelsea and Piper Niven, and she better not try to cash in on Nia, because if she does, she's going to get annihilated. She's going to go down the hole.
Whose hole? Yeah.
Not touching that one.
Nah, I know you're not. I do like also the idea, even though it's probably, you know, I'm sure that Chelsea and
Piper
there have fans, huge fans, and want to see them, you know, out there all the time. But I actually like them being kind of hated by everybody and bashing heads with everybody in the women's locker room. Got a lot more to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I wanted that to play in for a little bit longer. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live, the Filthy Friday edition.
They are great in concert, by the way, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, saw them earlier this year. Phenomenal. Every single member was good. Even Young Dirty Bastard.
Did you have a chance to see them back in the day? The only chance, I think they may have done like a festival type of thing, like a Lollapalooza or something like that. I may have seen them at, but it was Wu-Tang Clan, Rage Against the Machine, and Atari Teenage Riot at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. That was awesome. That was an awesome, awesome show.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Instead, I got just a straight 2 hours of Wu-Tang, so I'm not going to
complain.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Now, did they do Gravel Pit?
Yep. They did all their biggest hits. I'm not going to say each member, because, like, You God didn't get up there and do his solo hits.
That's okay. That's good.
But Ghostface, Method Man, yeah, all the heavy hitters got up there and had a little solo section as well. So.
And Ray, like, everybody was there.
Yeah, even Young Dirty Bastard.
I mean, with the exception of, like, ODB and such.
Yeah, Young Dirty Bastard.
Resages everybody.
Everyone. Young, except for Capadonna, who you can make a case for being the 10th member. But, yeah, the only one who wasn't there was Old Dirty Bastard, who was, you know, replaced by his legitimate son. One of the few of many children.
Like, you have many children throughout the state of Florida, where Monday Night Raw is going to be Sunrise, Florida, where the Florida Panthers play the FLA Live Arena. They're also going to be running two house shows this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in Lakeland and Fort Myers, Florida. There was an interview with Steve Austin with the Adrian Hernandez podcast, where Steve Austin talked about confirmed, at least, all of the reports and rumors that were out there about him being close to appearing at WrestleMania 40. It obviously didn't happen. The Undertaker filled his position alongside John Cena in making appearances to try to fend off the Bloodline during Cody Rhodes' match. But Austin hopes to be at WrestleMania 41. There was a part of me that wants to read off the front page and do my best Stone Cold Steve Austin impression. I'm not going to do that. But considering that he's got a ranch located in Nevada, Allegiant Stadium isn't far away, and the biggest star on that show is going to be The Rock, his number one generational rival, aren't we going to have to see Stone Cold Steve Austin be involved in WrestleMania 41? And would you be disappointed if he wasn't? I would.
Mike, where was WrestleMania this past year? Do you remember?
It was Tampa. Where the hell was it? I can't even remember now. I didn't go.
Was it SoFi Stadium? Was it in L.A.?
I don't even remember.
I believe we're Stone Cold. Old Stone Cold Steve Austin lives is like, it's not that close.
Oh, Philadelphia, duh. That's what it was. It was Philadelphia.
Yeah. I guess it is a lot closer than Philadelphia, but, you know, it's not that close. It's an 8-hour drive, which I guess if you're, you know, he can make it to the other coast quicker on an airplane, but I guess we'll see him. Who cares?
I want to see him. I mean, look.
Yeah, sure, I do. I mean, if I have a choice of seeing Stone Cold or not on WrestleMania, I'll take it.
Now,
but
okay,
I'm not going to lose sleep over him being there or not. I'll make up in my mind this long-standing feud between Rock and Undertaker again if I have to.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see The Rock or Undertaker, and I need to see The Rock out of there really quickly after WrestleMania. So how better to do that than with Steve Austin? But can you take both of them if you also have to have Paul Levesque at some point coming out there being all Triple H-y? Think he's past that?
I think so.
Nah. Nick Khan out there? No, never mind. That wouldn't happen.
The Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan. The Khan of Khans to be crowned. Bobby Lashley has been moved to the alumni page of WWE.com. And that's notable because that means all the reports of him not being re-signed and or leaving WWE were true. And that leads to this question, Filthy. If you are Blaster Lashley, do you try to take the safe big money in AEW, which will tie you up for at least 2 years? Or do you go the path of pulling a Brock Lesnar, go to Japan? Because to me, he's got some leverage and there's not like there's a ton of stars over there. Or do you just hook up with MVP and Omos and do some barnstorming, do some GCW, some Bloodsport, and take big money and then just keep it moving? What would you do in this situation with him if you were him? Where money is no issue and you can do what you want.
If I were Bobby Lashley, I would just lift weights in Colorado or wherever he's hanging out
and
have fun.
Game of Crystal?
For the rest of his life. I mean, he's had an MMA career. He's had a pro wrestling career. I don't know what else. He certainly doesn't need to accomplish anything else. I can say that. Whether he wants to accomplish more things, obviously it seems like he does.
Yeah.
It seemed like he had unfinished business in his mind in WWE. You know, AEW is the other show in town, but I don't really know where he would fit in there. I don't really see it, I guess. He could go to Japan. Sure, any promotion there would be dying to have Bobby Lashley on their roster or making, you know, appearances for them. If you were going to do that, though, probably the option that would pay the most, and we talked about this off the air, would be Risen taking an MMA fight. You know, obviously he was a fighter in the past for Bellator. So we could see him, you know, getting back in the cage, maybe, where the competition over in Japan for the heavier fighters is not as competitive. It's not as good as it is around the rest of the world. So that, besides retirement, would be my choice if I were old Blaster Lashley.
So you really think it's time to just pack it on up, drive back to Colorado, be with the beautiful wife, and just live a beautiful life for till the end here? You know, you would fight the urge to want to take some of that big AEW money or have some fun there throwing around Josh Barnett in Japan during a Bloodsport show?
Yeah, I just told you what I would do. He can go throw around Bobby Olegan in Risen for some money. You know,
would you fight that would, it? That would Look, if you were him, is there any amount of money? Is there any amount of money in the world at this point in his life where he could be, forget about a worked fight, but an actual MMA fight? Because I'm sure somebody would offer it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know that, but Christ. But still, I mean, like, legitimately, though, if you're him, honestly, can you picture that?
Yeah, I think so. He's defied,
I guess,
you know, physics. I don't even know what to say. Defied age, physics, everything.
And if he conventional was into wisdom. Such a thing, and granted, he is a natural, you know, physical wonder and everything, but it's not like also in Japan, if he did need to you know, take some extra vitamins. Not like they ever cared about any of that. It was just making sure you showed up and were upright, even if that was, you know, barely the case in some cases. But move away from that. Get to everyone's favorite, television ratings. Numbers are in for this past Wednesday night's AEW on TBS. And with the Olympics over with, the rating came back up to over 700,000, 703,000 people on average, up from 622,000 last week. The number was helped dramatically by regaining people 18 to 34. And last Friday, I think I said 50%. It was 100% drop that they had had from the week before in males 18 to 34. Whatever had them for that week, they all came back this week, about 88% of them. So the number came back up. 18 to 49-year-old demo, a 0.23 or 305,000 people. AEW Rampage is tonight on TNT. Matches taped Wednesday in Norfolk. No spoilers here. The Conglomeration, Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, and Tomohiro Ishii against the Outrunners and the Butcher. Nyla Rose against Erica Lee. Nick Wayne against Kip Sabian. Kyle Fletcher and Roosh against KM. I guess who would that be? Kevin Matthews, I'm sorry. And Rhett Titus. Old Rhett Titus still out there grinding away. I love it. And Top Flight, who have Action Andretti and my new favorite character, Stewardess Layla Gray, in their corner against the M&M collection, of Mansoor and Mason Madden. Are you excited for this, Filthy? Or will you be one of the 298,000 people who tune in tonight?
The card looks pretty easy to predict, I'll say.
What if they added Mina Shirakawa late?
You know what? I told you earlier, I talked about it. I'm going to be watching the Craig Jones Invitational at that time. So if they had Mackenzie Dern take on Fionn Davies or Craig Jones take on Gabby Garcia live on Rampage, I'd be tuning in. But as sad as it is, the highest paying professional wrestling competition of the weekend won't even get covered. So, but that's what I'll be watching.
AEW Collision Saturday, TNT, Esports Arena in Arlington. That's it, right? That pretty much wraps up that. AEW World Tag Team Title Number One Contendership Match, FTR and the Acclaimed, is the only thing that I have seen mentioned so far for that show. Maybe I'll check during break. Maybe I won't. Maybe we'll talk about bare knuckle fighting during break. I think we're going to end up doing that. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their buy more, save more offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we were talking about a whole lot of bare knuckle fighting during the break. That's what that was all about. Filthy. Your bare knuckles, usually you throw down in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Actually, you throw down everywhere, and I was actually thinking to myself, do you know how bad it would have been for Brutus Creed? You were so close, that if you could have beaten him at Bloodsport and then lost to Paul Walter Hauser in the MMA match in MLW, like, by default, you know, that would mean Paul Walter Hauser is over Brutus Creed.
Hey, well, let me give you a little inside information about both these gentlemen, is that they both barfed in their, like, one of them barfed before the match, and one of them barfed after the match. So,
and you were there to see this. Did you laugh?
Oh, how could you not? I mean,
but
part of me was distraught. Like, what is going on here? But, yeah.
Well, the one that did it before the match, was it because of fear out of facing you?
I believe so.
Makes sense. Hopefully you and Fred have some fear instilled into those turncoats, Jarrell Nelson and Hoyce Isaacs. Is he still Hoyce, or now that everything has gone down, has he been reduced to just being plain old Royce, no 5'9"?
he definitely does not get the 5'9 moniker, not revered on the microphone at all, whether it's rapping or just cutting a promo. This guy can't even put a sentence together. He's over there with his cheese and wine, sounding like a violin. Like, Royce and Jarrell are going to get a beat down at Capital Collision.
Can you just not wait to punch both of them right in the face? That's really, I'm not saying jumpstart. I'm saying do it all by the books. Wait till the bell rings, but just go over and punch them both in the face. I know Fred's got to want to at this point. Look at the abuse Fred's been through.
I'd love to punch every single person that I've seen on this card in the face. Zack Sabre, I'm still sick of looking at his face. He's wrestling Hechicero, who I would love to punch him in the face, but I want to see his face first because I have no clue what he looks like. You got Gabe Kidd over there disgracing the New Japan Strong title online. Could you imagine the first ever holder of that New Japan Strong title begging Mercedes Moné for an autograph online?
Sad.
No!
No.
What a disgrace this guy is.
I thought he was supposed to be out there macking. Remember, he was, out there at the...
He's lacking.
The morning interview. He was, talking himself up. I mean, I thought he had a great performance there. Find out it's all lies. Find out he's a little soft inside. Find out that he's just a little fanboy still. And that's probably why he did as poor as he did in the G1. I thought he was going to have a breakout performance. Maybe you need to slap some sense into him backstage there, too. When everybody gets into DC on the 20th.
Yeah, speaking of that G1, we have the semifinals coming up Saturday night.
We do.
Is that our Saturday night? Or Japan Saturday night?
Japan Saturday night or something so like that. I don't know. We'll know tomorrow morning and put it to you like that.
It's either tonight or tomorrow. It's either going to happen tonight or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. But, actually, it's going to be tomorrow. Tonight? Okay. Tomorrow. Whatever. Go ahead.
This would you like to statement. Talk about the matchups?
Yeah.
Well, what are they?
Climax. Go ahead. Block A final.
I believe it's Zach Sabre Jr. who won this block with 14 points. Is that correct?
That is
taking
correct.
On Shingo Takagi.
Yes.
And on the other side, it would be David Finlay and Yoda Tsuji. And I am going to make the call right now that we will have Yoda Tsuji walk out as the winner of the G1 2024. He will win the New Japan Cup this year. He will win the G1, defeating Shingo Takagi in the finals, the second in command, I guess you would say, of LIJ. And then at the Tokyo Dome, he will beat Tetsuya Naito and usurp him as the number one guy in New Japan.
I think that only makes sense. It really does. And Zack Sabre Jr. and Tsuji in the final, I mean, Sabre can make Tsuji look fantastic and can take him the half hour that this match is probably going to go. And to be a feather in Yoda Tsuji's cap and try to give him just another little oomph up, you know, especially at a time when Umino's hurting. They did their best with Narita throughout this tournament, but
you think Zach's beating
is the guy.
You think Zach's beating Shingo?
I think he is. Although I do like the idea of the story. To me, there's a story there because Shingo already beat Naito once. Shingo and Tsuji, you got two LIJ guys who at the end, Naito can come in the ring, look at these two guys after he's lost a bunch of matches, after it's been played up, the fact that he can't do the Destino or he has problems with it. It's a long way to the dome, and he's lost to some guys. And that could be, to me, a really interesting story if they want to go ahead and tell it that way. I don't know if they will, though, because, again, Zack Sabre Jr., with what Shingo went through with the Okan and him, you know, with his arm and everything, yeah, he could maybe overcome Zack Sabre, but I think they used that as a way for Sabre, you know, he's going to have a weak spot to end up ultimately getting his victory, and I think he's the right guy to maybe, again, drag Yoda Tsuji, and again, not that, you know, the man comes with handles or anything like that. When he's in there with guys, he can hold up his end of the deal, but you know, again, he's so young and he's had so much, you know, he hadn't had that kind of experience yet where he could really stand to me to use Zack Sabre Jr. to help get him over in this thing. And to me, Finlay and Sabre winning, again, in this year where New Japan is supposed to be homegrown and Hiroshi Tanahashi and we're pushing these young guys and you kind of sort of saw that in the G1 tournament, you know, the idea of two foreigners. You know, it's hard for me to believe that one of them is not going to make the final.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could have, obviously, you could have Zach win. Zach is the, I guess, bigger scalp in the G1 for Tsuji than Shingo would be. You could go back later. Who won between Shingo and Naito in the block? Do you remember?
Shingo.
So you could always go back to, I guess, a battle between Shingo and Naito for the belt. You could have Tsuji and Shingo face off. You could hold off Shingo and maybe, you know, Tsuji wins the title from Naito and then Shingo's his first defense. But no matter which way you look at it, I think when you add all of those elements in there, it's some pretty damn good matches are going to come out of the top of this New Japan Pro Wrestling card for the rest of this year.
The G1 was, if you're a hardcore New Japan fan, you were disappointed in a way because I think you wanted to see more Gabe Kidd rather than like Ren Narita making a run to the finals. You didn't want to see so much Evil House of Torture stuff, but they didn't actually put Evil in. They didn't put Ren Narita in. And again, they could treat some of their younger guys maybe a little bit better here, but hopefully they do have that going forward, because Henare is a guy that I think, again, smart move to kind of get him going, because he's a guy that to me is exportable very easily to come to the States for an AEW show or the New Japan shows like Capital Collision.
Yeah, for sure. Henare is a guy that, you know, he's hard hitting. His wrestling style translates, you know, very well to both continents, Japan and here as well. I had a point to make and I forgot it because you brought up Henare.
See, look at that. Where are you staying, by the way, when you come for to D.C.? Because I can tell you where you should stay.
Delmarva?
No, well, yeah, I mean, you can come here if you want. I'm not going to be going anywhere. Just like, no, we're not going to be doing that day. She had already taken off, and whatever she's got planned, it's got nothing to do with New Japan and D.C., so I'm jealous. But Gallaudet University, I'm telling you, the Kellogg Conference Hotel on Florida Avenue in Northeast, it's like a 25-minute Uber away from the sports arena, right? Just straight south, like 6-7 miles, but is so much better than staying on that side. And because it's Gallaudet, it's relatively quiet because, you know, it's a deaf university. Not that everybody there is deaf and everybody there working there is deaf, but it is a nice little, I'm telling you, it is a great place to stay. If you ever need to actually go there for any reason, which you do, that's where you should stay. Where are they putting you up? I guarantee you it's not the Marriott.
Have you been dying this for the past 50 minutes to get that out?
No.
To bring up this Gallaudet University and the deaf joke?
I've stayed there. No, I'm telling you, this is almost as bad. A couple times.
Mike, this is almost as bad as all the people complaining about the new WWE themes when they don't realize that the guy making them is deaf.
Like deaf, like Def Jam? Like
Deaf Rebel.
Oh.
Wow.
No, I haven't made a deaf joke since Mark Hamill. Thank you very much.
I made that same Matt Hamill. You mean
Matt Hamill?
I made that same joke on air with Lance and Brian, and it fell perhaps on even more. You know, it fell flat even more so than it did here. Put it that way. Did you see Matt Hamill? Challenged,
I haven't seen Matt Hamill in years, actually.
He challenged John Jones to a rematch. He said, Dana White, John Jones, if you want to get that one erased, you should give me a rematch. The only man to beat him. Are you kidding me?
By DQ, all back in the day. I remember he used to make, you know, have some Matt Hamill jokes and stuff like that. All fun-spirited, you know, but he's out there cutting promos, and I would mimic his promos and everything. I bought one box of UFC cards one time, and it's like, all right, what autograph am I going to get here? It was like, you know, they had Brock Lesnar and, you know, all these people, and it was like, damn it if I didn't get Matt Hamill. That was the one I got. It's like, well, that figures.
Hey, former winner of The Ultimate Fighter, right?
What season was that?
I believe
it was a long time ago now.
And then he went out there two or three. And then didn't he beat Tito Ortiz? Didn't he end up beating his coach from the show?
I can't remember.
Later on.
I can't. There's been so many of them now. I remember when the thing started, how big of a deal it was. And to hear them, they blanketed radio stations like the all-news station in D.C., WTOP. They had bumpers during the sports where, you know, someone was absolutely harmed in the making of this episode, and they did such a good job with Spike and all that stuff. It is amazing in hindsight. Vince has always been such a bastard. You hear about Dana White offering things to him and wanting to do things and Vince shooting him down, and he never gets upset with it. But if Vince would have shot down The Ultimate Fighter on Spike, how long? I think we would have still gotten to this point, but it would have been tough to do, I think.
I wouldn't be here.
That's true. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
Step that way, then step this way, step that way. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. You know, a lot of you guys go, well, you're talking about mixed martial arts, you're talking about football, you're talking about betting, you're talking about this or that. Wow, I don't like that. I want you to only talk about wrestling. Fine. Here's a wrestling story for you, and it's annoying. Tony Khan believes that WWE is still engaging in contact tampering with AEW talent. The alleged tampering became an issue in 2022 when Khan says that many AEW wrestlers came to him claiming that WWE reached out trying to get them to break their contracts. At the time, Khan's mother was in the hospital recovering from a stroke. Khan has said that's when business became personal between him and WWE. He said that all on the Dan Le Batard show today. And when he was asked if the tampering situation has gotten better since then, he said, I don't think it has. I think that it's still happening, and I will reserve all rights when it comes to that, but I don't think it's stopped, and I'll leave it at that. Comes because, obviously, the Lucha Brothers and the talk about Phoenix and Penta going to WWE very quickly. Look, business is business, so I understand it from their point of view. I understand it from the athlete's point of view. Do you let somebody go from their contract who's got injury time because they want to get out of there? Sometimes isn't it just better to let somebody go?
I think it depends if you have, you know, plans for them and how that's, you know, factored in to the future. If it's a situation in which, you know, Fenix is going to be there alone while Penta is in a different brand and he's, you know, unhappy, there serves no purpose in keeping a person like that around. And we've seen it go, you know, reportedly both ways with AEW. We've seen people unhappy go away. We've seen them stick around and then seemingly become happy once again. So, as you said, business is business. This business, however, is over.
This piece of business is done, folks. Time to get to the beach. It's nice out there. I'm going to the beach. Filthy, I want to thank you very much for stepping in. Hopefully you're going to be around a little bit next week before you go kick ass in D.C. I want to thank producer John. I want to thank producer Daniel. I want to thank this cough I have for not coming out on the microphone. And I want to thank all of you out there for listening and watching us today. F4WOnline.com, WrestlingObserver.com. That's where you need to go. We shall talk to you all again after a while.